Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
So while I am a process over results guy, Danny Hoohay, I got to tell you, man, enjoy this one.
It feels nice. This is an eye of the beholder situation. This is a half full, half empty. Whatever you think, you probably saw. Like, if you're a glass half full person, you go, they went to the red zone five times. They had scoring drives. Every time they tried to drive the football, they got first downs and marched down the field and were in scoring position. You saw some good things. Jaden Daniels threw two games, doesn't have a turnover. He's looked the best of any rookie quarterback, and I have a little Twitter thread going at Funny Danny on what's contextualized with the rest of the league. You saw some good stuff here, some in-breaking routes. You saw some down-the-field action a little bit, which you haven't seen through one and a half games. That's positive. On the negative side, you probably don't win the game if Graham Gano doesn't hurt himself in the opening kickoff. You probably don't win the game if Blake Neighbors, who you couldn't cover, and you still didn't cover him, on the ball that he dropped on fourth down to give you the football back for a chance to go win it, you probably don't win if he doesn't drop the football. So whatever you want to see, you probably saw in this one, but I will take this result. It just sort of means that the rest of this is worth pursuing to me. And what I mean is, had you lost to the Giants, had they marched down the field and scored on you and you know, wouldn't have been able to mount a comeback and they had won, you'd lost this deflating home opener against a team that I think is going to be terrible. It's really hard to have any kind of serious football conversation. I think we get to have it. They won. I know the process isn't perfect, but I'm seeing growth. I see some improvement. It's exciting. I'm happy they won the game.
Yeah, and the process is not supposed to be perfect, or it shouldn't be expected to be when you're in your second game with a new front office and a new head coach and a rookie quarterback who is doing everything for the first time. So I think it's unrealistic if anybody thought that this was going to look really good. Now, not looking terrible is very, very different. And I think that's a reasonable expectation. And coming off of week one, where mostly all three phases were legitimately bad, I think to ask for more against a pretty mediocre to weak opponent wasn't asking for a lot. And they cleared that bar clearly. And they got a win. And it is a feel-good victory Monday. But what I would say to your eye of the beholder take, welcome to the NFL. Every game is that way almost. There's the occasional clunker like the Tampa Bay Week 1 performance for Washington by bad teams, or the occasional blowout win by really good teams. The Saints have scored almost 50 points twice early this season, right? But 11 of 14 games played yesterday were decided by a possession. So you're going to be able to go back and go, if these couple plays go differently, my team wins. If these couple plays weren't made, maybe we wouldn't have lost. And that's just the league, generally speaking. But going through some of the really positive, I thought, from yesterday, rapid fire. Jaden Daniels has played 8 quarters of football. He's played 4 halves. I thought his best half was the second half against the Giants, and I didn't think it was particularly close.
Agreed.
The first game against the Bucs, which we talked about almost all week long, and then the first half against the Giants, I thought looked kind of similar. Which is to say, he very quickly left the pocket and kind of got on the move and didn't really let things develop, wasn't looking to throw the football or engage his receivers in the passing game as much. I thought in the second half, he was marvelous against the Giants. And that's what you're looking for. That's what you want to see from Jaden Daniels. The numbers, 12 of 16 for a 139 after halftime. Do you agree it was a very different looking Jaden Daniels after intermission?
100%. So the thing we saw, and I'll tag you back in, is it looked like the Giants went, okay, this is all you guys are going to do, is Jaden Daniels takes a snap and throws it exactly horizontally to either Zacchaeus or McLaurin or somebody in between, or is checking it down to a running back. We're going to force you to do something different. The middle of the field opened up. You saw a pretty good shot to Noah Brown. You saw Zach Ertz on an in-breaking route in traffic, tightly contested. Good throw, good catch, good everything. So there are a couple other moments, too, where I'm not saying you're hitting home runs. That's right now seems to be reserved for the Saints and I guess Sam Darnold and Justin Jefferson. Over-the-top shots are harder to come by, it seems like, in the league right now, which we'll get into, I'm sure. But to me, this was the most NFL-looking passing that we've seen both from Kingsbury in this offense and from Daniels.
Yeah, it was. That's what I would say it was. It just looked like a legitimate NFL passing offense.
Yep.
He had the 20-yard completion to Ertz where he was wide open. He had a 21-yarder that he kind of lobbed in as he got hit that almost got picked off. That was a 50-50 ball that Ertz caught. Those were the two completions well beyond 10-plus yards in the game. And the two times this season, really, they've been able to push the ball down the field. He had a great throw on the in-breaker, the little dig to Noah Brown. He was wide open, but he threw an arrow to him on the final drive of the game with a catch and run that I thought was, again, that's NFL conceptual stuff. That's just what you want to see more of. But I thought he looked like a passer who had the ability to run rather than a runner who will occasionally pass for the first time in four halves in the second half of the game. And I thought it was part of the reason why, frankly, they got their offense going. You know, his philosophical shift or whatever led to him deciding to stand in the pocket and let the passing game get going, I thought it worked really well. The running game was outstanding. And this is a credit to Jaden Daniels. This goes back to 2012 when we saw defenses have to defend Washington 11-on-11. This is a credit to Cliff Kingsbury because one of the benefits to everyone screaming about Jaden Daniels on designed runs and how often he's run the football is that defenses are petrified that he's going to keep the rock. And what you get is a career day from Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler shining. Both of those guys, I thought, were exceptional, specifically Robinson on the ground.
It looked like it reminds me of Alfred Morris in this one respect. When he gets a head full of steam, it's now we're going forward for another 3 or 4 yards. Right, if you allow Derrick Henry, and I'm not putting Robinson necessarily in that class. He's no one's as physical as that guy. But it's on that spectrum where he's big and strong, and if he gets a head full of steam and is able to kind of get his shoulders square-headed upfield, you're now looking at 7 yards. Whereas if you make him pitter-patter and tap his feet and start and stop, you know, you could tackle him like anybody else. But when he gets a head full of steam, credit to the offensive line. I think credit to, as you said, to Kingsbury for some of the design to kind of get him moving. That was pretty damn impressive. His long, of course, was on a play that was a kind of like everybody's all bunched up and everyone thought he was down and he kind of bounced around and took off for that 40 yards. Bit fluky, but he deserves credit for keeping his feet churning. But like that physicality that he ran with was pretty damn impressive. And when it works, it looks great.
He's tough to tackle.
Yeah.
He had not had a single run of 30 yards in his career in his first 28 games before yesterday. He had two 30-plus yard carries yesterday, including the career long from 40. Career high 133 yards on 17 attempts. It was his 13th career game with 17 or more rushes. I thought they had the emergence of a number two wide receiver yesterday. His first time on the field, Noah Brown showed more to me in terms of the ability to separate at the top of the route, kind of the suddenness that he's got at the top of the route on both of the catches he made. The one he made, this diving catch radius grab where it was an 80-mile-an-hour fastball that was kind of offline from Jaden, and he made this really athletic, acrobatic play. The next one was the beautifully thrown, perfect ball when he won inside on the final drive to set up the game-winning field goal. But you can't tell me that just based on three targets, three catches, this performance for Noah Brown, that you don't feel like they're in a better spot at that number two receiver than they would have been if they didn't bring him in. And you're still wondering, is it Zacchaeus? Is it Diami? Is it going to be, you know, Jamison Crowder? This guy's better than those guys.
Yeah, without question. I mean, to me, the most impressive route he had over the course of the day was a play that Daniels was pressured. I think he was sacked on the play, but that little stutter go where the defender, his jock straps in section 412, that was filthy.
Yeah, he hit him with a double move on the sideline. It was the first half. Would have been the bottom of the TV screen, kind of going left to right for people that don't remember the play.
And yeah, it looked like your standard, I'm running 12 yards, turn around, you know, timing, let's hope for the ball. And that little, whatever the hitch, he sold it and was gone. If, you know, there's blocking or if it's a different situation, that's an easy walk-in touchdown. But he's explosive. You said it right. The suddenness, how big he is, the physicality of it, the burst that he has, that's their second best receiver. And, you know, he was dangerous yesterday.